In this segment, we're going to talk about back to school. This is the week that the great majority of kids went back to school here in the state of Texas, elementary and high school. I think most of the colleges are cranking back up too here in the next week or so. Just about everybody's back as of yesterday. And back to school always makes me think about all the gear that we had to have to go back to school. And so I'm going to start this segment with a little show and tell. Because guess what I dug up?
Something from the school days, eh?
Whoa!
You have that?
It is.
Holy cow!
My NFL lunchbox from my grade school days. Isn't
How
this
lucky still were have you that? To have one of those?
Tell me about it.
You threw away everything.
I keep some
great.
Stuff.
You don't throw away the greatest lunchbox of all time.
Man, no. It still Football. Looks cool, too.
Yes, this is just, there's nothing better than this. And when I got this, it's all that I wanted to look at. Mm-hmm. It's all that I wanted to carry. So this is 1975.
Did you twiz a picture of this out yet?
I will.
Okay.
I'll twiz one.
Okay.
So on the one side of the lunch pail, it's got the National Conference, and you can see the Cowboys, Falcons, Saints, Bears. Notice what's missing. No Tampa Bay Buccaneers yet.
Oh, that's right. That's pre-Bucks.
Yeah, this is 75, the year before. I think they came in 76.
Yeah, 76, sure.
So the year before, so it's a really old school. Look at that old Giants logo.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the AFC side, you've got, this is the era where I think uniforms peaked, when most NFL teams wear their throwbacks. They usually go with something cool.
Something cool from the 70s.
From the 70s, yeah. Now, a couple of these helmets, maybe that Bengals helmet wasn't great.
I kind of like the Bengals spelled out on the side.
I like it better than what they throw down with the stripes.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, and by the way, all these helmets have the Roger Staubach face mask.
Right, yeah.
That was standard back in the 70s.
Jaguars aren't showing up. Of course, they really haven't shown up from season to season.
Hey, Norm.
Right.
Hello.
This is clearly so old that we don't have Jaguars, Panthers, Texans, yeah. You know, any of the expansion teams. But it got a little latch, and on the inside, pretty no frills. Not sure what I had going on in there.
Yeah,
but
so you left a peanut butter sandwich in there for a while.
You could hose that thing out.
Anyway, made by Thermos.
Yeah, do you have the thermos with it? Didn't they used to come with matching thermoses?
Yes, but I don't remember having a football helmet thermos. Maybe it came with a generic thermos, but I don't ever remember as a kid having a thermos with helmets on it.
I always thought thermos was a funny word.
Yeah. That's why the song I'm picking out a thermos was so funny.
Yeah.
So you pretty much scoreboarded everybody in your class when you took out the lunchbox.
Everybody.
Because I bet there weren't too many of those.
The NFL ones?
Yeah.
No, I think I was the only kid in class. I was easily the most sports-obsessed kid. We were all sports-obsessed, but nobody more than me. The only other lunch pail that I had, and I think it was...
Something sounds old about lunch pail.
I know. Or lunch box.
Yeah. I always call them lunch boxes. Isn't a lunch pail an actual bucket?
I think that's because my parents called it a lunch pail. Mm-hmm. So I grew up calling it a lunch pail. But yeah, lunchbox. I had one that predated this, and it was an Adam 12 lunchbox because that was my favorite TV show.
Is that a YouTuber?
Adam 12? No, it's an old police show, a Jack Webb show. And then after this, I remember for a couple of years at least, one Christmas, one of my aunts gave us all personalized lunch sacks. They were brown paper bags with your name, Craig, on it.
Mm. Just like with a marker?
No, they were printed.
Printed on
like
there.
Some company was selling these.
Oh, and you got like a stack of 100 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember doing that for a year or so. But I think for the most part, I carried this from probably fourth grade to eighth grade, something like that.
Dominant.
Here, I'll let
dominant
you hold
lunch.
It.
Yes. This is the holy grail of lunchboxes. That is great.
Not as good as my Pac-Man
lunchbox.
Yeah,
I never got the lunchbox. Mom always just
You
put
never
it in,
had a lunchbox?
Really?
Oh, man.
Oh, just the paper sack and that left you open for the worst lunchroom prank where someone would come by and just punch your lunch.
Yes.
Smash it.
Why?
How sorry was that?
Why did kids do that to each other?
Flatten your sandwich, ruin your chips and cookie if you had one in there. It's horrible.
I can vividly remember what my mom packed in that lunch box almost every day. I hated peanut butter and jelly, and to this day hate peanut butter. So every day I had a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
In a little plastic baggie. She would put some chips in there. She would put some grapes in there and maybe a cookie or like a little, you know, mini Mr. Good Bar or Crackle.
And big old cookie.
And then, I think I had either milk or some kind of juice or Kool-Aid, or I don't remember what I got in the thermos. But
whatever it was, the thermos would keep it cold.
I told you guys this story before. One of my friends in grade school, Danny Gandra, who's now a preacher, his parents went on vacation once, and so his older brother was watching Danny and his other brother. So the boys ran the house that week. And that Monday, Danny came to school with his lunch sack, and he took it out at lunch, and he turned it upside down, and what fell out was nothing but Lifesavers. 7 packs of Lifesavers.
greatest week of his life.
That's what he packed for his lunch that day, and that's what he every day was just candy.
That's awesome.
So that was probably the number one piece of gear that you wanted to have squared away, your lunch box, and if you could get one that represented your favorite TV show, or in this case, you know, my favorite sport or one of my favorite sports, you were feeling pretty good.
Yeah, it seemed like I hope to cash in on like a... I heard the Sweet Spot talking about this yesterday, that you hope to get the new pair of shoes to start the school year.
Yes.
And you wanted something that everyone else is wearing, not too far off, so you wouldn't get, you know, have to take in the shorts for not wearing the cool shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when we're in elementary school, this was pre-Nike, so... I guess Chuck Taylors were the cool one for us, maybe. Adidas was a big thing when we were in elementary school.
I hardly remember wearing any kind of branded shoe until maybe 8th or 9th grade. Like in 1st, 3rd, 5th, I just think I was wearing something generic.
Just whatever, yeah.
Something we got at Payless.
Yeah.
Some other gear that I was thinking about that we would always take, and I don't know if kids take this kind of stuff today. You remember when we needed something to put our pencils, pens, eraser, ruler, protractor, you had to have all that stuff. We'd put it in a cigar box. And you would take a cigar box to class, and that's what you kept all your stuff in.
Yeah.
An actual cigar box or just that form factor? Because we called them supply boxes.
Yeah.
But they were the form factor of a cigar box.
Yeah, both. Some kids, I guess if your dad smoked cigars, that way you didn't have to go buy a cigar box. He would just give you an old one. But we had some kids with the old cigar box that had like the little tiny nail that would close it, that would keep it shut.
Same for elementary school kids.
And then, yes, there was the cigar box type box that you would get at TGY or Kmart or something like that. But that's what we put all of our tools in, everything that we needed.
What was that thing called that was plastic that would fit into your notebook, in your 3-ring notebook? It was like a pouch.
I guess it was a pouch. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And the 3-ring notebook with dividers.
The Trapper Keeper still around.
Is it?
That may have been after y'all's time, though, was it?
The Trapper Keeper?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
What was that?
It's a particular kind of notebook that you'd get. It was just really cool and had features. Generic.
Features. It had like a little zip bag for all your pens and pencils. Yeah, it had like three or four folders in it, a notepad. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty specific, as I recall, about you had to have a number 2 pencil. Everybody got the same big pink eraser that you would inevitably draw a face on and make it a person. You had to have the protractor, the ruler, what other gear did we have?
Yeah, they have that list that I guess it got more complicated as you got older. that you may have to have the calculator, which
yeah,
I guess some kids still do.
They didn't allow those.
The calculus and stuff.
We didn't get to use a calculator. I don't even think in high school back then. That was seen as cheating.
Yeah.
We had to do it all pen and paper, pencil and paper.
When I was in third grade, we couldn't afford the Chromebook that we were supposed to buy. And so I just had to use an iPad.
Today, I think most kids have a backpack. That's what they take everything to school in. I don't ever remember having a backpack until college.
No, I didn't either.
There was a phase where backpacks were uncool. I remember when I was going to school and you wanted to carry like a duffel bag. It was like it was a book bag that you carried down by your side. But then it became uncool to actually carry your books in that, so you carried them all up under your arm, freehand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I did in high school. And my friends would wait at the front door for me in
high
school.
Knock them all out of your hand.
No. And they would watch me pull up in my car and get out of my car, and they would laugh every day because I didn't have any books. I never took anything home.
What I need those for?
They're like, aren't you doing any of your work at home? No.
Okay, so does all this talk create some sort of nostalgic feeling with you, or does it make you nervous thinking, oh, crap, school is starting again? It makes me almost break out in hives. That's how much I hated school.
I also hated school, but all of this is nostalgia for me.
Yeah, well, the lunchbox is awesome, but all the other supplies, I just went, oh, gosh. I didn't even thought that when my kids were going back to school. I don't know. It gave me such an uneasy feeling because I knew they were going to go to a classroom for 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Some kids love it.
I know.
I never did. I saw it as prison. But
if I could go back and do it all over again, I would see the endless possibilities of what we could have learned. And yeah.
Did you guys have to cover your books?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had either... Sometimes the school would give you book covers, but...
There were advertisements all over ours.
Yeah.
Like local businesses would buy advertisement on our book covers.
Most of the time, we just had to use a grocery bag, a brown paper bag that we would cut up, and then our mom could do this for us, and I think she taught us how. And that's how we'd cover our books. And then you could draw whatever you want on your book cover.
That was a bit of a culture shock to me when we moved back to Texas and I was in junior high. Book covers, not a thing in the Midwest, at least not when I was growing up.
Really?
And I remember thinking, why are we covering our books? Especially we had much worse weather up there, and we did not cover them.
I never liked the book cover. I don't like a cover on any book. You know, when you're reading a book with a book cover, it always slides off.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep on.
And that was the thing when you got to college, too. You put them on to protect your book, hoping that you would get more for it.
Yes.
When you sold it back in, but you never did. It didn't really matter.
And I guess that was part of the school wanting the book cover when we were in grade school, because it was school property. You didn't buy your books. And so they just gave them to kids year after year after year. And if you were unlucky enough to get a book after someone like Gordo had one, there'd be genitalia drawn all over your textbook.
He would take pride on defacing books every year.
Well, it wasn't my books. It was my friend David, and he and I would have classes together in this one biology class we had together, and the goal was always to steal each other's book and draw genitalia on the people, you know, the illustrations and pictures inside the book and the animals in there. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, your goal was to run up the fines of the other guy. And at the end of the school year, this was eighth grade, and I had defaced his book so horribly over throughout that year that his fines exceeded the cost of the book. And, oh no, it was right up under the cost of the book. It was like 60 cents difference. Like to buy the book, it was $30 and his fines were like, you know, $29. And we could only scrape together enough money, and he couldn't go to his parents because they would get mad at him.
Well, especially when they
saw
what you drew in there.
So he had to scrape together the money and everything, and we couldn't get enough to buy it. And meanwhile, if only we had bought that thing. It was like the comedy Bible for us that year. Some of these creations I had made on these animals with this elaborate genitalia. It was so great. But yeah, we used to prank each other all the time, defacing each other's books.
in the early days of the ticket when we had newspapers.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know where you're going with this.
Gordo would continue that practice every day.
No way!
And that was back when we didn't use the internet. We didn't really have it. I mean, it was out in the bullpen area. We didn't use it for show prep. So it was the newspaper that everyone had to use. And I would deface it early. And everybody for the rest of the day had to read news stories with people with big genitals.
Tell him to stop drawing that on newspaper.